candid Cameron Diaz, the star of the upcoming movie The Other Woman. You know that she has never been married. She's opening up about relationships, saying she doesn't think we are made to be monogamous. ABC's Paula Faris. Come on, dish, Paula.
Candid, can we say she's confident and competent as well? Well, she is one of Hollywood's most eligible bachelorettes. And according to her latest interview, it doesn't sound like Cameron Diaz will be settling down anytime soon. In the new romantic comedy, The Other Woman, Cameron Diaz plays a sexy single woman who discovers she's dating a married man.
I don't do married guys. I don't need to wreck someone's home for a date.
And now Diaz, a longtime bachelorette in real life, is speaking candidly about her unconventional opinions on marriage in an upcoming issue of InStyle magazine, saying, quote, "A lot of people chase after it because they've been told this equals happiness. They chase it, they get it, and then they find out, why did I think this was going to make me happy? I'm miserable."
I think it's probably a lifestyle that Cameron is comfortable with, that she hasn't been married yet. She has had many different relationships.
Diaz also telling the magazine she believes women can be just as prone to infidelity as men, saying, quote, "I don't know if anyone is really naturally monogamous. We all have the same instincts as animals, but we live in a society where it's been ingrained in us to do these things." It's a sentiment the blonde bombshell echoed on the Graham Norton show last week.
I'm like, just relax. It's okay if you did. Everybody gets cheated on.
Of course, the 41-year-old A-lister has not shied away from serious relationships. She's been linked to some of Hollywood's hottest leading men, from Justin Timberlake to Jared Leto and baseball star Alex Rodriguez. And despite her controversial views on monogamy, she tells InStyle she has no regrets about those past loves. "I'm grateful for all of it, whether it was something quick and passing or something that lingered too long. There is not one thing I've been through that hasn't been a lesson that led me to this moment, and I can't believe how great life keeps getting."
She sounds content with herself and where she is right now. We should mention her new movie, The Other Woman. It's out later this month. Just so happens that she has a movie coming out. About that. Silence.
Silence.
We're still talking about...
No, we're weighing about everything else. About crickets. Hey, Paula, always good to see you.
Thanks, Paula.
The new issue of InStyle is on newsstands this Friday.